Welcome everybody to the first episode of the Easy Bread Show, brought to you by Yon out of Statesville, North Carolina. I hope y'all having a good day, night, wherever you may be at. But this is going to be a show for local artists, for anybody, whatever you want to bring. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. However you want to do it. And we're going to have fun. We're going to have an amazing show. And if you have music, you want to get your name out there, you want to play something, you want to interview, let the world know you, I want to grow, I want you to grow too. Like I said, if you fuck with me, I fuck with you, I want to see everybody eat. So a little bit about me, love to joke, sports, music, you name it, I'm here on Spotify too. You can find me, Red Edwards, same name as the pastor that's got it too. So if you like gospel, there's a guy on there with the same name as me also. And hopefully pretty soon, I can start getting my music back on here on my other artist page. But until then, we'll make some things move. So if you know me, I'm a huge Packers fan. Big, big Packers fan. Glad to see Aaron Rodgers back. I think he just, he wanted, the front office to understand, I've done a lot of shit here for y'all. Done a lot, a couple of MVP seasons, and I just want to be respected. Put me in on things you choose or things you want to do when you're talking about my job. There's a lot of people I got in my family, make music. They do things like that. We got some roasters, some comedians. We got family men. Family women. There's people that got small businesses. So we all just gonna come in here together. We're gonna love and support one another. Joke, get some guest calls going. Whatever y'all wanna do, hey, I'm down. You wanna call in, roasting session, you wanna tell people, kind of job that you got, this and that, you wanna do, we'll get it on and popping. And we'll get some things done. Like I said, if you got a business, I don't care if you do nails, I don't care if you sell wigs, whatever you want to do, hey, like I said, if you fuck with me, I fuck with you. I just want to see everybody eat. I got some merch on right now. I know you can't see it, but if you are into some supporting small businesses, supporting local businesses here in Statesville, got a homeboy of mine, best friend, I call him my brother. 4K Dre, selling drippy merch at 4kdrippy.com. I got a couple people, Keyshawn shared podcast earlier. I know he's got a YouTube channel. Get the info here in a little bit, y'all check it out. There's a couple people, I think, Tevin, we'll get some YouTube. I just want, like I said, all of us grow together. And, my kids and their mom has a YouTube show. A YouTube channel, I'm hoping they get back on it. And I got a couple of family on her side with the kids that are from the Bronx in New York. They got a lot of music going on. And, right now, just get out there. And it's hard, local, when you're a local artist, you get more love on the outside than you do in your own city. And I'm hoping I can put a dent in that, if not change that. So I just want, like I said, see everybody grow. I want to grow this channel, grow my music, grow my comedy. Everybody know I love the joke. And just have fun, man. Sit back here and have a blast and get to do what I like to do. And that's talk too damn much. So if you like to, like I said, listen, you want to sell your merch, sell it. 4kdrippy.com. I got it dripping on right now. I want to make sure I said that, 4kdrippy.com. Make sure that's said right before you call me and text me, hey, bro, get my shit right. So let's, But, make sure you get you some merch. If you sell merch, whatever you want to sell, hey, Get it. I got a homeboy, you know, hey, he makes beats. Josie, baby. You know, studio. You know, also, you know, go to beatstars.com. It's where I get a lot of my beats and stuff from. And yeah, so that's 4kdripping.com, IN.com. And go and see what they got. There's a Twitter, Instagram page. You want to sell something, shoot me an email. You can find me on Facebook. Easy Red Edwards. You can find me on there and say, hey, Red, you know, hey, give me a shout out. Hey, you know, I sell this, I do that. You know, I got a business. I detail cars. You know, hell, you cut grass, you know, whatever it is, I knock nobody hustling. A dollar is green no matter what you do. You know, hey, I want to get my comedy out there. Come in here. I got guest calls. You know, I interview the fuck out of you. No problem. You know, you want to get in and say, hey, man, I got this new song. I want people to listen to it. We'll play your song. We'll play your shit and get your shit out there. We'll get some shit going on and popping. That's not a problem. So, yeah. Right now, we're on Spotify. I'm going to try to also branch out Apple and other places like that. So we'll get everything. We'll get you out there. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to get you out there. So it's all love at the end of the day. And yeah, so we'll get it. Get it on and popping. Get things done. Also, if you know, whatever you may do, you want to come in, you want to talk about sports, you want to talk about your team, whatever you may do, Dallas Cowboys, whatever, you know, we gonna hear that. So you know they coming. They gonna win the Super Bowl every year. So you know they coming. They ain't won one since they were making them out of wood. But it's all good at the end of the day, though. I know Unc fitting to text me, talk shit. It's all love, Jarvis. It's all love. All you Cowboy fans. It's all love. You know, you seen Randall Cobb come home, that's a good thing. And, you know, Devontae Adams, now he wants to do long contract talks. So hopefully the band can stay together, you know what I'm saying? Rodgers looks like he's got a couple more years in the tank. I'm hoping, you know, another MVP season. We're always right there. Always come, we come up short, yeah, and it hurts deeply, but we're always right there in the mix. So, you know, come here, talk about your team. This and that, and talking about teams, I did say Bucks and six. You know, for anybody on Facebook that was sending me Suns memes and shit like that. And you know, Suns in four, if not five. You know, I told people at work, and I was telling people then too, the NBA was going to let it go. They were going to let it play out. You know, they probably were going to tell the home refs to be more, you know, call more fouls for the home team. Because we want to try to make some money back from, you know, the COVID situation, all of that. And if you had COVID, you know, my prayers are out to you. And if you're on the wall about getting the vaccine, I'm right there with you. You know, you got some people saying, oh, it's going to give you a chip or this and that. But, hey, you know, just do what you feel is right. I'm not going to tell you what you can and cannot do. But, yeah, like I was saying, Bucks and six. And Giannis with a 50-piece. And so, I should have ordered a couple of people a 50-piece. I knew that was just, oh, Suns this, Suns in four, blase, blase. And a couple of you know that. I was a little tipped when I took that picture that I put on there. So, you know, y'all came for me. Y'all ain't want to let me live, but I lived after Bucks and six. So, it was okay after that. Like I said, yeah, we got people make music or whatever, or however you want to do it. Reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, IG, Twitter. I'm going to make sure to put my stuff here on the artist page, stuff here on the podcast page. That way y'all can reach out to me and say, hey, you know, Red, I like to be featured. You know, hey, I got this. You know, I like to talk about this. Hell, if you just want to vent, you want to get in here and be like, hey, my baby mama ain't shit, baby daddy ain't shit, you know, I don't know if you want to really get into that much detail, but, you know, hey, You do what you want when you pop it. So, but yeah, I want to support local artists. I want to support local businesses. And there's a lot of people that are working a 9-to-5 that has a dream, that has a goal. And they see themselves doing this, and they see themselves doing that. And no matter what you see yourself doing, you can do it. You know, that 9-to-5 is not, that doesn't ascribe who you are. It doesn't give you the definition of who you are. And so, and don't let people tell you your business is not a good idea, or let people tell you, you know, hey, oh, you still doing that little business, you still doing this and that. Well, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you don't have to ask permission to take a vacation. So, you continue doing you, and like I said, hey, you want to shout me out, play my music. I got this YouTube channel I'm trying to grow, you know. I don't care if you got one follower. I'm going to help you the best I can to change that. I want to say, you know, hey, let's get it. Let's do this and let's grow together. Let's make some things happen, because I grow, you grow, and when you grow, hopefully I grow. You know, so I want to get my channel out there. I want to be able to do this from the comfort of my own home repeatedly without having to fucking punch somebody's clock just as much as you don't. I have more family time. I have 4 beautiful, you know, children, 3 girls, 1 hell on wheels son. If you've seen, if you know my kids, you've seen them, if you've seen their YouTube channel, you know they all have their own personality. You know, they all have their own personality. And it just, it's amazing. God gives you a wonderful gift when you have a child. So, all you fathers out there, you've stepped up and you do your thing night in and night out. I respect you. You know, I will shout you out any time of the day, because being a father is not easy. And a lot of things, daddies don't really talk about what stresses them. You know, we keep a lot of stuff in. We just work and we come home and we work. You know, daddies don't get as much credit. And that's not to say mommies don't either. Mommies do a hell of a job. That's a 24-hour job that doesn't pay. You don't get overtime. You don't get none of that. So no disrespect to the single mothers and nothing like that. But if you got a man, a father that's willing and capable and able to step up and don't give you bullshit, don't get you drama, let that man be a father. And men, if you're not, but if you and the baby mama didn't work out, whatever, take care of your kids. Don't fault them because y'all didn't work out. Vice versa, women too. You know, children are a blessing. So, and also, live your dreams. You got a job, you want to make, you got a business, live your dreams. Don't kill yourself for a 9-to-5, and it won't kill yourself for your dreams. So, hey, like I said, you do what you want when you pop it. If you sell beats, play them. You know, hey, I got a studio and this and that. If you want to try to find somebody with a studio, come, you know, hey, we'll whatever you doing, we'll promote it. It depends, but we'll work on it. But yeah, like I said, shoot me an email. Shoot me a text. You got my number. Shoot me a message on Facebook. Let's get some businesses going. Let's change our lives. Let's do a lot of shit. And yeah. So without further ado, I just want to introduce myself to y'all. I wanted y'all to kind of get to know me on a way. You make music. If you've heard anything of mine, you want to collab, you know, anything you wanted to do. If you got an Instagram page, whatever, whether you sell beauty supplies all the way up to, you know, hey, I got a restaurant. You know, if you got a restaurant I want to make. I got stuff I want to do. Hey, I'm doing this, selling necklaces or whatever. You want to get on there and have a roasting session. When you don't joke and laugh and have fun and talk about whatever, we can do that. It's not a problem. It's all it does. So yeah, like I said, I want to grow my channel, hopefully be out there And stay focused, stay grinding. And yeah, I love y'all. Let's grow, make money. And at the end of the day, you better provide for our family. I said, if you sell merch, you make merch. You know, do shoes, custom, whatever you do, holla at me. Got music, got a new release, and you want people to hear it before you release it. We can do that. You got an EP you finna drop, and you wanna say, hey, I'm dropping such and such. I just wanna get the word out. Get the word out, bro. You know, I wanna get my show out there as much as you wanna get your music out there, and I wanna get my music out there, and things that I do, same with you. So, I will be playing local artist music if you send it to me. If you say, hey, this is my page on Spotify, you know, you would like me to play it on the show, you know, I'll make sure, you know, that I know it's your music and stuff like that, so I'll make sure I have your permission and stuff first, and yeah, we'll get it. We'll get you going. And yeah, so I just want to thank y'all for sharing your time with me. This is the first episode, kind of like the introduction episode, kind of an introduction to me, to the series. I'm hoping, you know, this shit be as long as Monday Night Raw is for WWE, because that shit's been going on. So, you know, hey, I don't care what type of music you play. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you get on this motherfucker and say, hey, I want to be a fucking flute. A flute player in a fucking concert. Play your shit, bro. Do what you want to do. But, like I said, I'm out. Till next time. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Be blessed. Shoot me an email. I'm on IG, Facebook. I'll put all my stuff here on the artist page. Come and holler at me. Thank y'all for coming out.